Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And there was a lot of it made over the weekend and last night. Well, there's a lot of places to start, but one disturbing event that shows Putin's desperation, actually two events. Over the weekend, the news came out that two oligarchs, Rusky oligarchs, wealthy thieves, oligarchs, and their families were murdered a day apart. Their wives and children were murdered, and they themselves died. It was staged to look like a murder-suicide. One of them occurred in Moscow, Russia. The other one occurred in Spain. And here are the facts. One of the people who died was Vladislav Ayayev. Vladislav Ayayev is a vice president of Gazprom Bank. That is one of the oligarch-type companies that was taken over by Putin and the Russian mafia after Boris Yeltsin stepped down, actually just prior to Boris Yeltsin stepping down. The other guy that died was Sergei Protasenya. Sergei Protasenya was killed in Spain. Vladislav Ayayev was killed in Moscow, Russia. Now, why do I say they were killed? Well, there's a couple of things. Just a couple. First of all, the coincidence of two oligarchs who may have been on the outs with Putin dying in murder-suicides a day apart and 2,000 miles apart between Moscow, Russia, and Spain is highly improbable. Secondly, Sergei Protasayev was found hanging. They say he hanged himself, the Russians do. His wife and daughter were stabbed to death. And Sergei Protasayev, there was a bloodstained knife and axe planted near him, and there were no bloodstains on him. The other guy, Vladislav Ayayev, was also killed. His wife and a daughter were killed. And each of these families had another child who wasn't there at the time who came to discover them. Not long before that, Putin had attacked oligarchs, unnamed oligarchs, abroad, he said, who attracted to go abroad, who are, quote, westernized and liked Western luxuries like foie gras and Chanel. As a result of that, a number of private jets owned by some oligarchs immediately left Moscow, Russia. And if they have a brain in their head, they're not going back. Apparently, Spain is not far enough away. You know, Putin was at the KGB for much of his career. It now has a new acronym, a new set of letters, but it's the same KGB. He was stationed in Germany, in East Germany, with the Stasi, S-T-A-S-I, the Stasi, with the German secret police. They were brutal. They turned on and tortured their own kind, their own German people, under the direction of Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Putin's daughter was born in Germany when he was stationed there. He does not care about human life. He's a sociopath, a murderer. If you take a look at what he's doing in Ukraine, bombing civilians, torturing civilians, trying to demoralize them. Sociopath is a nice way to put it. He may be a psychopath. He may be a psychopath. But what he is doing now with oligarchs, back 20 years ago, there was an oligarch, the wealthiest guy in Russia, who had some common sense, and he announced he was running against Putin. He was immediately arrested for tax fraud, and he spent 10 years in jail. The other oligarchs 20 years ago went to Putin and said, what can we do to not have that happen to us? Because we want to keep a lot of our money. Putin said, you give me half of everything you got and I will protect you. And they did that. Every oligarch who goes on TV and says, well, we got to have peace in Ukraine, is lying. He's a thief. And he is beholden to Putin. Well, Putin is getting very, very paranoid. And so apparently these two oligarchs, Vladislav Ayayev and Sergei Porosenya, seemed wobbly to him. And he started to attack oligarchs who had gotten too used to their Western luxuries, as he put it, too Westernized. They like foie gras, Chanel, and they had their yachts and all this. And he's feeling besieged. And this is the way he handles it. He also poisoned a guy and his daughter in London. Remember that some years ago? This guy wrote a book that said the way Putin got to power was when Yeltsin was on his way out and Yeltsin had to decide who was going to succeed him. Putin had the KGB blow up apartment buildings in Moscow, Russia, and kill 300 people. Then Putin and the KGB said the Chechenian Muslims did it. And he asked Yeltsin to be able to go back into Chechnya and take retaliation, and he did. Prior to that, in the 1990s, they'd already gone into Chechnya, and they had eliminated the city of Grozny. And then everybody in Moscow, Russia, and everywhere else in Russia said, oh, well, we need a strong man, just temporarily, just temporarily. That's what the Germans said about Hitler in 1932. We need a strong man, just temporarily, just temporarily. That's what a lot of people in the Republican Party now saying about Trump. We need a strong man, just temporarily, just temporarily. We're Americans, we're free, we don't put up with that. But in any event, over in Moscow, Russia, they did, and then Putin got in and passed laws that said he could have power till 2036. 2036, that's 14 more years where he's gonna murder people. This was a hit against these two wobbly oligarchs. It was a hit by the Russian mafia. Russia's controlled by its mafia. Putin is the head of the Russian mafia. And they're fighting among themselves now because some of the Russian mafia are going, well, listen, we've stolen a lot of money. Life is good. I mean, we don't have to kill Ukrainians. What the heck? What the heck? That is the fight that's going on. But there's a more disturbing event that just occurred. Just now, it was reported. Just now, it was reported that there was a fire and a series of explosions in a Russian city, an oil depot in a Russian city, midway between Moscow and Kiev, well within Russian territory. Moscow is trying to make noises that Ukraine bombed it, and that Ukraine bombed a Russian city not even close to the Ukrainian border. This is what he did with Moscow 20 years ago. This is what he did. This is what he did with murdering the two oligarchs. This is what he did, poisoning the guy and his daughter in London. He also poisoned the guy, killed him in Berlin. So here are the facts. There is a Russian city called Bryansk, B-R-Y-A-N-S-K, halfway between Moscow, Russia, and Kyiv. There is no evidence of an attack at all by the Ukrainians or anyone else. No Ukrainian aircraft went near it or flew into Russian airspace, even though they're getting mercilessly bombed. But there were multiple explosions. Now, why would Putin do this? His prior murders had a motive, even though they were evil motives. The motive for bombing the apartment buildings in Moscow, Russia, 20 years ago, was so he could take power in Russia, blame it on the Chechenians, say, I just need complete power one more time to go back into Chechnya. And some people in Moscow still think, because it's the official line, that the bombings were by Chechnya and not by the KGB against their own kind, their own people. The poisoning of the guy and his daughter in London was because he had exposed Putin in a book for being the guy that bombed the apartment buildings in Moscow. But this is what's called a false flag operation. you remember Russia said that there were biological labs in Ukraine. They might have to go in and take them out. And if they did, there might be some leakage of chemicals. In other words, they were going to say that their chemical attack was caused by the Ukrainians. Well, this is a classic false flag operation. By false flag, they're going to try to make it look like Ukraine bombed an oil depot in Bryansk, well into Russian territory, so Russia simply has to retaliate. And you may say, well, they're already sort of, quote, retaliating, quote. I mean, they're bombing the heck out of the country. Yeah, but they haven't used tactical nuclear warheads yet. They haven't used chemical weapons yet on a large scale. They are reported to have used some chemical weapons in eastern Ukraine. Phosphorus, that is under investigation. But this may be a sign of desperation by Putin. He knows that the war is going badly for him. It's humiliating for, it's like, you know, the Dallas Cowboys losing to a high school team. And the May 9th celebrations coming up on the end of World War II, he's going to be humiliated. Stand by for the possible use of these weapons, and the United States had better respond very firmly. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
For a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna...